You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family. Well, hi, everybody. Glenn the Geek back with you, founder of the Horse Radio Network and host of Horses in the Morning, the longest-running daily podcast for the horse world at 15 years now. Welcome to the WESA Retail Roundup. The Retail Roundup is your go-to virtual hub for all things retail. Join panel discussions, learn from webinars, share your thoughts, ask questions, and connect with your community. We host a virtual event pretty much every Monday. I know we have the last 5 weeks, and we share educational content so that you can learn and hopefully run your businesses a little bit more efficiently. And don't forget to head on over to Facebook and look for Retail Roundup and join the Facebook group there. That's where we do most of our discussions and make most of the announcements about what's coming up. Today, you're going to want to tune into because it's something that we all deal with as retailers and wholesalers. If you're in the business of shipping any package, you're going to want to tune in today. And, you know, WESA does have a powerful resource and partner in this. And we're going to talk today about shipping savings and support through partnership. Whether you're managing shipments for a boutique storefront, an online shop, or a major wholesaler, you know, shipping can be one of your biggest pain points. And we'll explore how retailers can save money, simplify shipping, and access expert support when they need it most. Today, Erica Kempf is joining us. She is with Partnership. And as I said, they are a partner of ours. And with years of experience in logistics and a deep understanding of the challenges facing independent retailers. And the fact that you have years of experience in shipping makes me just my hair turn more gray than it already is. You have been in probably one of the most volatile areas over the last 10 years, over the last 6 months. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
You're not even gray yet. You're doing good. You're doing good.
Thank you.
Where are you at? Where are you located?
Yeah, so I am in Michigan, but Partnership as a company is out of Ohio.
Okay, but you're up there in Michigan. You know, in the Horse Radio Network, our number one listener state is Michigan. We have more horse people listening in Michigan than any other state.
I love that. Yeah. We're representing.
A lot of horses up that way. We figure it's one of two things. There's a lot of horses up that way, or it's so freaking cold up there, nobody has time to do anything but listen to podcasts. So
sure, yeah. Maybe both.
All right, let's talk shipping. So we have a program. It's called FedEx Exchange Program. What is it, and you know, how does it work?
Yeah, so for small package shipments under 150 pounds, members can save through the FedEx Advantage Program, like you mentioned. Partnership has a unique alliance with FedEx. We're able to provide businesses with industry-leading discounts. So small and mid-sized businesses can enjoy competitive pricing that is typically only reserved for high-volume shippers without any minimum shipping requirements.
So it's kind of like a cooperative for shipping.
Yeah. So the program's totally free. Again, there's no shipping minimums or requirements. And WESA members can save 40% on expedited shipments, which is your FedEx Express, and then 30% on standard shipments, which would be the FedEx Ground and Home.
So if they were to take a look at the FedEx rates on their own FedEx account, this should be cheaper.
Yeah, they should be higher discounts for sure. Okay. Yep.
So how do our members enroll? What do they do?
Yeah, so to enroll, you just go to www.partnership.com/WESA-FedEx. It's a microsite just for WESA members. It takes just a couple minutes to complete. The one thing that is required is a FedEx account. If you don't currently have one, you can open one when you enroll. The form will prompt you to open one when you get to that point. If you already have a FedEx account number, you'll just enter that there. And then that will be what your discounts are tied to. So there's no special promo code. There's no special website. Everything is tied right to that FedEx account number, which is why it's required.
And I'm sure everybody that signs up for this they compare their first 10 packages prices, right? I mean, compared to doing it direct through you guys, I'm sure everybody does that.
Yeah, I'm sure that they can take a look and see what they were spending prior to what they're now spending on the program. And our goal is always that it's cheaper, right? So,
and do they end up paying you, or do they still pay through their FedEx account?
Yeah, good question. So the billing stays through FedEx. So they'll continue to get invoices directly from FedEx. There will just be a line item on that invoice that says, I think it's worded like performance pricing or something like that. And that will be what the savings fall under.
And are they actually doing, you know, are they actually doing the label and everything through you guys then? Is through your portal or they're still...
Yeah, so they'll ship just like normal. Everything will still be shipped through FedEx.com or directly to a store. The only thing that they do through us is enroll in that program. Once they're enrolled, the discounts are applied to their FedEx account. Everything continues through FedEx like normal.
Okay. And I know my brother's in a different business, but he does a ton of mm-hmm. shipping every year. And yeah. I know he has a company like yours that does this. But he has access to them for customer support and to ask questions, and especially when there's more complicated shipments and things. And he does do a mm-hmm. lot over 150 pounds. Is that something you guys offer as well?
Yeah, so we're always here for any questions or issues that come up. Because we don't handle the billing and all of that on the FedEx side, we can help to an extent, and then we would have to direct you to the FedEx customer service team. But we try to handle as much as we can for you here. But at a certain point, yeah, we have to ship it off to FedEx customer service.
So is it FedEx and UPS or just FedEx for the WESA account?
Just FedEx.
Okay.
Yep.
And how does FedEx compare with how do your discounted FedEx rates compare with what somebody's going to get, street on UPS?
Yeah, that's a great question. Typically, the base rates between the two services are almost identical. So having a discount program like the FedEx Advantage program that WESA offers is how you're going to save more compared to UPS. So the easiest way is to let our FedEx Advantage team, we have a great group of representatives that can conduct a free confidential shipping analysis for you. All we need is a current copy of a carrier invoice, whether that's UPS, whether that's someone else, USPS, or even FedEx, if you're using FedEx now and are just curious how much you would save through the program. We just need a current invoice, and then we'll provide you what it would cost you for the exact same shipment, but just through the FedEx Advantage program with your WESA discounts, along with any savings that you would see from that. So it's really easy. You just send that over, and then if we can't save you any money, we'll let you know that too. But hopefully we'll be able to save you some money.
Is there a fee for the retailers to join the program?
No, totally free.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's the right price.
So
what else do you guys offer that would assist them in shipping?
Yeah. So what's nice about us through partnership is that you guys can be as hands-off as you want. On the inbound side for inbound shipments, we do have a program that helps. So if you give us your vendors, we can handle all the communication. We would become the contact for them and help you get the best pricing by working with your vendor directly on any future shipments.
But that's for coming into me as the retailer from my vendors.
Correct.
The other direction.
So that would be on both small package and free on inbound shipments. And what's nice there is when you gain control over your inbound shipping, you can save on everyday packages that your business is acquiring. You can and should designate the carrier and arrange for shipping charges to be billed directly to you so that you get that discounted rate. Even if you don't have shipping discounts that are better than your vendor, their handling markup could still make their overall shipping costs higher than your own.
Do you find that vendors are cooperative with doing this, or do they still want to use their own just because of that? They can pad it a bit.
Yeah, I mean, not every vendor is going to be thrilled about that for sure, because they...
None of them pad it. No, that never happens.
Yeah, but I mean, if you push hard enough and you take it into your own control, that helps you control your costs a little bit more.
So let's go back to shipping out. I'm shipping out to a customer. So mm-hmm. I normally do it through my FedEx
normal way of doing it. Yeah. I don't have to worry about you guys. I don't have to go to a third party app and do all of that and then end up back at FedEx. I can just do it through them. And it's just coded that way that it's going to get the discount.
Yep.
So I'll see the discount in the quotes I look for then too.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Correct. It'll show up as a line item on the quotes. Yep.
So what are you guys see it all? What are the big errors that we as retailers or wholesalers make when shipping? What's the mistakes we make?
Yeah. So we have a few that we see a lot. The first would be on the freight side, not working with the broker like partnership. With a freight broker as a strategic partner, you have the benefit of your own dedicated shipping department without the expense of your own dedicated shipping.
Because you guys shop it, right? You're shopping that around to a multitude of companies.
Yeah, okay. Totally. Yep. So you don't have to spend time on the rate shopping, on the invoices, on the audits and the training. We handle all of that. We double check your shipment details. We compare your pricing. We make sure you're covered from pickup to delivery. So we try to make sure that you're saving the most. We're handling any issues that come up. And again, it's totally free. There's no cost there. So working with the freight broker is a huge benefit to businesses.
How about
the other option or error that we see is not managing those vendor shipments properly, like we just talked about, making sure that you're taking control of that and getting the better rates through your own setup. Also on the freight side, not insuring high value freight. This becomes obviously important in the unfortunate case that your shipment should become lost or damaged. So the rate to insure is really small in comparison to what it would cost to replace those lost or damaged goods. So that's a big one.
Is that insurance something that you guys deal with? I mean, it's your company?
Yep. Okay. Yep. So they can go through us and take care of the insurance on a package. Yep. So that'll be asked when they ship.
And if there's a claim, they go back to you to file the claim?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So we can handle claims, anything else like that. Yep. So we really walk with them through every shipment and make sure that they're covered.
Do they have a dedicated person with you guys?
Yeah.
Or is it whoever they get when they call?
Yeah, nope. So they'll have a dedicated account rep, so they can call them at any time with any issues, questions, concerns, if they're looking for a price, a quote, whatever it may be.
Are they in an Asian country or are they in an American country?
They are here local.
Okay, good, good, yep. Good. I know that sounded rude.
That's
but
a fair question, yep.
It's an important question.
They are local.
So is there anything else that you guys offer that I should know about? I mean, so far it sounds too good to be true, right? Because it's free. You guys are going to help me do something that's somewhat complicated.
No, I think the big two are that free pricing analysis, which again, we just need a current invoice of a carrier. A lot of people don't realize that that's something that they can do if they're curious about costs or quotes or what they would save. And we can do that both on the FedEx and the freight side. So any freight invoice or any small package invoice, you can shoot it over to us and we can get you a cost comparison there. And then the inbound freight management, that's another big one that people don't realize is an option to them.
Yeah, I didn't know. So I didn't even know that was an option at all. So
Yeah. So we can help handle any of those incoming shipments that you may have. It's really simple. If you prefer to handle the routing letter, we can write that up for you and you can send it out and handle the communication with the vendors. Or if you don't want that hassle on your place, we're happy to do that.
And that's a one-time thing. You set it up with them and they should. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So you just have to set it up one time with each vendor. And then from there, it's all good.
Yeah. International?
In more so domestic. There is an international option on the FedEx side that falls under FedEx Express. They can save 40% on international shipping. But the freight side, it's domestic.
Okay. Cause usually where we're going to see it is obviously a lot of our packages come in, our our manufacturer, the stuff we receive from manufacturers, a lot of them are coming in from overseas. So
gotcha.
It would, those vendors, it wouldn't really apply if it's coming in from Australia or China or wherever.
Yeah, I'd have to look into that some more. That's a great question. But I think for sure domestic, I don't think we do.
Okay.
I'm not positive on like the international.
Because then you would be involved in tariffs and everything else too.
Right. Right. Yeah. I know that there's a lot more headaches there in the current state.
Yeah. I mean, the headache is, what is it today?
Yeah.
That's the headache. Okay. So this is, we're thinking more domestically. It's Canada included in that, or is that considered international as far as you guys are concerned?
That is considered international. Yep.
I know that. That's an exception sometimes with...
Yeah, fair question.
Okay. Anything else they should know? It feels like we've covered a lot in a short period of time here.
Yeah, I think that that's the base of it. Obviously, if anyone has any specific questions, feel free to reach out. The FedEx contact information for the rate comparisons on the small pack side and for any FedEx questions is fedex@partnership.com. Otherwise, if you have any freight questions, you can send them to marketing@partnership.com and we can handle those for you and get you to where you need to be. That's kind of the bread and butter of the program.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that, why not try it? It's free to try.
Totally.
I mean, give it a try.
Yes.
At this point,
really,
you know, if it doesn't work for
really
you, you don't have
no
to stick with it, right?
It.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's no risk to it. It is totally free. You don't have to ship any sort of number of times. You can sign up and never ship. You can sign up and ship hundreds of times. It's really in your hand.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, it sounds like a benefit that we haven't talked about here on the show. And for WESA members, that's terrific. And we'll put those links, you don't have to remember them all, we'll put them in the show notes. So just right there in your podcast player or below the video, you can check out those links. We'll put them in there for you. Well, thanks a bunch for joining us today, Erica. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to.
Well, thank you for joining us. We'll put the links, as I said, in the show notes. This is WESA's Retail Roundup. To watch Retail Roundups, check out the WESA Trade Show YouTube channel. You'll also find the episodes on the podcast Wisdom by WESA on the podcast feed. Also, if you haven't checked out Wisdom by WESA lately, there's some brand new hosts, including my wife is one of them now. You can find those on the podcast feed at Wisdom by WESA. And yes, she was in retail for a very long time. and I listened to the first episode they put out together, her and her co-host, and it was great. So check that out. Yeah, I think if you haven't listened to it in a long time, it's worth taking another listen. Sophia does a great job with the guests there, and you'll meet a lot of the vendors that you're going to see in August at WESA. We just booked our tickets, so my wife and I will be at WESA. I think this is our 38th or 39th time at the trade show. So we've been doing it for a little while. And these retail roundups will be published every week. Head on over to Facebook and search for Retail Roundup. And that's about it for today. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify or any of the podcast players you have. This is the 20th anniversary today. It's the 20th anniversary of Apple coming out with iTunes. Without iTunes, we wouldn't have podcasting today. It wouldn't exist because when I started 18 years ago and iTunes was the only way you could listen to a podcast back then. There was no iPhones.
Wow.
There was no smartphones.
Yeah.
If you were really clever, you downloaded it to your computer and then put it on your iPod when those came out. It was like a 6-step process to get to a podcast back then.
Yeah.
But, so it is their 20th anniversary and, so happy anniversary, iTunes. Thanks everybody for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week on the Retail Roundup. Thanks, Erica.
Thanks.